If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at innovativewellness.center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. InnovativeWellness.center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. InnovativeWellness.center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, InnovativeWellness.center.
All right, good evening and welcome aboard another edition of Sports Overnight America, Tuesday into a Wednesday, presented by Innovative Wellness. Their athletic supplemental packs are available, and we'll tell you all about it here coming up as we talk the world of sports. We got a full show today as we take you through the night in the early morning hours. Obviously, the Olympic Games getting buku ratings. Brock Hines will join us. Nico Beef Sauce will also weigh in, and you're going to hear a really outstanding guest. Not that the other guys aren't, but at 40 past the hour, Giovanna Scroggins from Dallas, Texas. We're going to recap the Olympics so far. Look, we just came out of opening ceremonies on Friday. We got through the weekend, and we roll into the first full week of the Olympic Games in Paris, and away we go. Simone Biles, I don't even know where to start. I'll save it for Giovanna, because we are seeing a performance or performances that will just blow you away. I mean, she is just something else. We'll get into the men's basketball. You know, the Jason Tatum thing is interesting. You know, I see the family weighing in. They traveled all the way to Paris. You know, what did Coach Kerr do? Why didn't he play him? He said matchups, and then, you know, he's kind of fallen on the sword. I think this has got more ink and more attention and more spoken words than probably it warrants. I know Tatum's going to figure prominently in the next game, one way or the other, just in terms of MP, minutes played. He will play. And listen, I think Steve Kerr is in a no-win situation. I mean, you've got 12 of the best players in the world. Now, should he have put him in there? I don't know. Yeah, perhaps. I mean, you're talking about an elite player, but you could say that about every single player, for crying out loud. So, yeah, Kerr's getting a lot of heat, but I like the way he handled it for the most part, so we will get into that as well. Brock Hines will join us. We'll break down the numbers. Matt Judon in the Patriots situation, what a mess there. The second half of the baseball season, well, you can't say second half. Everyone's over 100 games. So we're really rolling into August, the trading deadline. We'll get into that with Brock as well. So a lot to get to. Dominic Jimenez as well. We appreciate him. We roll along here. We get it going into the night in the early morning hours on Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline. We're coming right back. Standing outside in the rain, say it to my face, because I got to let it go. Thought it might have been love. She don't feel it, though. Why you acting like we ain't been here before? We've been here before. Yeah, it's such a shame.
It's such a shame. You already know it. I'm expressing all my pain. You know I'm a poet. When you sleeping through the night, I know you the coldest. How you say heat your body?
Life hack number 7. Get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher-end auto-pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will
responsibly.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
The soccer season never ends here on Sports Byline Broadcasts. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline broadcast. iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and on demand 24/7 wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. First Touch, soccer talk for the new age. Weekends right here on Sports Byline USA and worldwide on the American Forces Network.
We're talking the world of sports here on the Overnight Sports Overnight of America presented by Innovative Wellness, innovativewellness.center. Let's get Nico Beefsauce in here. A lot of soccer going on. We'll get to that, but he's keeping an eye on the hoops as well. Nico, what's going on? How are you?
Great, brother. How are you?
I'm doing good. Well, Jason Tatum, you're right there in New England. He sits. He's probably got a sore rear end from sitting on that bench. I know you're keeping an eye on this situation. LeBron and company had no problems with Serbia. Let's get your take on this USA team. Did the Jason Tatum thing get overblown? Let me ask you that real quick.
I totally think it got overblown. That team is absolutely stacked. I feel like any player can sit out a game, and it's no big deal, especially at the stage of the tournament. I expect USA to smash this. Everybody was excited to see that team come together over the summer and get announced. I'm excited. Jason Tatum thing got overblown, and USA should win every game by 10-plus.
Yeah, we shall see. Who do you think poses the biggest threat? Here they played South Sudan, and now they're a 30-point favorite when they next tee it up and play. That game certainly caught people's attention, but they were playing for nothing. But how do you see it now? And I just heard you make a statement, win every game by 10. But there's going to be some competition there. There's going to be some opposition there. Let me hear. What do you think?
Yeah, I think there's some teams that pose a good threat to the United States based on their attributes. And what I mean by that is to play against the United States in basketball, you have to have bodies. USA has put out some incredible bodies, LeBron James, Joel Embiid, Anthony Davis, Bam Adebayo. I mean, it's in the NBA, you're evenly matched, but in Europe, you have to be able to have bodies to defend those players. I like Germany a lot. I think they have a good back, they have a good front line to defend those guards, and then they do have some experienced guys in the paint that can kind of pose a threat to the United States. And I know the Serbia just lost big. I feel like they can't really play defense against a team like USA, but I do expect them to play better as the tournament goes. This was a sour loss, and they'll be looking to get back at it.
Yeah, Nico Beefsauce is with us. He's one part along with Tyler Levine. They do a great job on First Touch. Nico, how do you approach the Olympics? I ask everyone we have on the show, are you in and out of things? You dip into the pool, the gymnastics, obviously you've got an eye on the basketball. We'll get to the soccer, the under 23 in a moment. USA today with a win over Guinea, 3-0 the final there. What has captivated you so far? The NBC Comcast is capturing buku ratings right now. How are you watching in amongst, like everyone else, a busy life? Do you dip in and out? We're going to see Biles in primetime tonight, her gold and the gymnast, their gold medal performance. How are you following the Olympic Games from Paris 2024?
Olympics so far have been exciting. It's obviously a little bit tough to follow it sometimes because, you know, it's happening in France, so there's a massive time difference. Greece played this morning at 5 a.m. I'm guilty. I didn't wake up to watch it, but I did, you know, follow up with it and see what happened. Exciting stuff so far, the Olympics. And for me, the biggest focus is this USA basketball team because, hey, this is not going to happen again in the near future. You know, you're getting to see a bunch of guys that are incredibly talented, but they can never play together just based on finances in real life, but they're able to do it for Team USA. I love Simone Biles. I think she's incredible. I think she's probably the best to ever do it in that field. I don't think anybody's going to top what she's doing. I'm very excited to watch her tonight live.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome in prime time tonight, no doubt about it. We'll recap it in the overnight. All right, let's turn our attention to the soccer. You know, the U23, under-23, it's a different style. There's no doubt about it. The U.S. looked great today. But as I said to you off air, it's like they're playing at a higher speed. It's more loosey-goosey. Give me your recap. How do you think the U.S. is going to fare as well, too? Let me hear.
Yeah, I mean, so far you're watching, for somebody that doesn't really follow soccer at all and all, right now we just ended with the Euros and Copa America. So the Olympics is a good way for new talented players, basically anybody that's under 23, to showcase his skill in the Olympics. I'm watching a lot of competitive games so far, Marty. I can't lie to you. I mean, you're not watching a lot of teams get smashed and blown away. I know United States won 3-0, but they were supposed to. I think United States is a really good team, talented. And, you know, why not look at the United States as the next big thing in soccer? Because a lot of people play soccer, kids play soccer, and now it's becoming even more popular than it was before. I think they definitely have a good chance in these Olympics to get a good place in the end.
You know, my mind, Nico, goes right to Argentina and Spain, but, you know, Spain got picked off today. Do we kind of throw out the dominance that these countries have in other facets of play? How do you analyze this? It's a different deal. There's no question about it.
Yeah, it's a different field, and that's what I said. A lot of these teams are evenly matched because in younger ages, those teams are going to put out their best players, and you know, in the Olympics, they're putting in those teams. For example, Argentina just played the final of Copa America. Everybody you watch play are players that are like in youth stages, you know, 20, 21, 22 years old. So there's a lack of chemistry there, and that thing balances out the matches evenly. I mean, we saw Morocco beat Argentina in the opener, which was a huge shocker, because even Argentina has under 23 players. They're supposed to be Morocco every day of the year. But Morocco was able to put some players together and perform very, very well. Exciting stuff to see. Everybody should be watching this because it's some fun games.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Nico Beef Sauce again with Tyler Levine. First Touch Saturday night, 7 o'clock Eastern time. Really gaining some traction. All right, English Premier League. Can you believe it? We're 2 weeks out, dude. We are 2 weeks out. This is crazy. 2 weeks from Friday, it's the opener. What do you think? I mean, here we go. It feels like they just crowned an old champion, and here we go with the 24-25 season. Give me a quick skinny on it. We got a couple minutes here. Let me hear.
The best thing that you can do is if you want to get excited about something in September, you got to start following mid-August, Manchester United against Fulham, August 16th at 3 p.m. Eastern. I mean, the Premier League is starting back up again. For whoever's following or wants to follow soccer, definitely listen to me and Tyler on Saturday. We're going to give you some good content. We'll be talking about Champions League. The Premier League is starting on the 16th. A lot of teams have to make up for last year's difficulties and excuses. Chelsea has poured tons of money into the negotiation period from last year and this year. They want to get back in the normal standard and not just fly around the 8th and the 9th place all year round. Manchester United is splashing some money. Very, very excited to see who's going to win it this year.
All right, good job. Saturday night, you guys will be locked and loaded. We're looking forward to it. We will talk to you then. We appreciate you, Nico. Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. See you Saturday night, 7 p.m.
Seven p.m. Eastern. All right, this portion of the show brought to you by Innovative Wellness and their athletic supplement pack. Now, this pack is created to supplement your daily lifestyle. All right, all you weekend warriors, this allows your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. All right, the packet includes multivitamins, omega fish oil, D3K2, 5000 probiotic, and magnesium. You need it. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food intake. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic, more vibrant. Promise, your brain, body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation, which is something you want to avoid. That is Innovative Wellness, their athletic supplement packs at innovativewellness.center. I'm Marty Terrell. We're rolling along here. Brock Hines up next, and then Giovanna Scroggins will recap the Olympics for us as we come back here on Sports Overnight. Don't go away.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Talking the world of sports here on a summer Tuesday into a Wednesday here on Sports Overnight America. I'm Marty Terrell, presented by Innovative Wellness. Let's get him in here. Brock Hines, you hear him on Sports at 60, does a great job, top of the hour, 24-7 here on the network. Welcome aboard, Hinesy. How are you?
Hey, I'm not fighting the Miami traffic, so I'm already one up on Tyler. You know, I'm just kind of weaving my way around the cows here, but I'm doing fine, Marty, and I hope you are too.
Yeah, I really am. And you know what? I'm going to throw you a curveball here. You're headed to Maine Friday. I want to hear a little travelogue for you, Brock Hines, and the lovely wife, Lori Hines, who is just a sensational gal. You've been married a long time. I'm jealous. Maine is a beautiful summer sojourn. Let me hear. Is it a Gunkwit? Is it Kennebunk? Without going too deep into the details, I want to hear a little travelogue for our listeners. Let me hear.
Gonna switch gears on you, Marty. We're not gonna go. I'm not gonna go for the. And I mean this as a compliment to the town. Stodgy Ogunquit, going north to Kennebunk. I am gonna go to the more honky tonk. Would you know what that is? To Old Orchard Beach.
Wow, you're cut. That's a downgrade. I'm sorry. That's a downgrade, Hinesy. A little bit, not a lot.
Going with several other couples, and they want to go and they want to have fun. And I'm all for fun. Just doing that. So that we are non-discriminatory towards Maine. Ogunquit right up to the Bath, Brunswick area, hit all points. But this summer, it's going to be Old Orchard.
All right. I'm not going to kill you on that. Now, I'm going to throw you another curveball. They used to have a AAA baseball team in Old Orchard. Name the team and who were they affiliated with. If you know this, I will absolutely bow to you. And I'm a nerd when it comes to stuff. Old Orchard Beach had a AAA baseball team in the International League. Who were they?
Wow. You've talked about this before, too, and it's not the Maine Guides. I remember...
let me stop you right there. It's the Maine Guides.
Is it really?
That's a great job out of you.
Because you've talked about this on the air before. And that's how I remember that. That goes back, what, 19-teens, I think? 1920s?
Oh, yeah. It's probably in the late, early to late 80s, maybe even, yeah, going to say in the 80s. Joe Charbonneau. Do you remember him with the Indians? Now, I think they were affiliated. See, here I am blowing smoke because I want to say they were the AAA affiliate of whom? You know what? I don't know. I'm going to have to Google it. But the Maine Guides, they played in a rickety old stadium in Old Orchard Beach, Maine. And I remember Charbonneau one time on some interview talking about it. And the story, you know, they played before 800-900 people. Nobody cared. A few tourists, maybe. All right, I digress. Good job. Old Orchard Beach isn't bad. You're going to have a good time. You're going to eat lots of seafood, you and the lovely Lori. Good job. All right, Brock, you know, you did a 60-60 on Tirico, and I thought it was very, very apropos. You know, his studio work, we don't realize it. They're so good. He and Costas and others make it look so easy. And I was really glad you took the time to really spend some time analyzing it because he does a absolutely incredible job. Give me a take on Tirico, a little more in depth for people who may not have heard your 60 Sports in 60. Let's hear.
Well, of course, he used to be with ESPN, and I always thought was one of the underrated personalities for them, doing great college football play-by-play. And then he comes over to NBC and really takes on the hosting mode. And I don't think people know, Marty, how difficult that is, being a traffic cop like that. You know, I've done enough TV. You have people yelling in your ears from six different directions, where to go, what's coming next, and especially if it's all live. If this is like an East Coast Olympics or something, you don't know what's coming at you, Marty. He does such a tremendous job of sorting it all out and putting it together. And he's just, to me, he comes across as just likable, very friendly, and not overly pushy as far as like the knowledge is concerned. That's not a knock on Costas. Costas is a bright, sharp guy, but Tirico just seems like the everyday guy that you'd hang out. And I just think he does a good job of sorting everything out for the viewers.
You know, we're talking to Brock Hines. Brock, you're in New England. This was going to be an Olympics that Boston was going to host. I know you know that. Well, how much fallout was there from Boston? I don't know if they rescinded their bid, but they were definitely in line. And how do you think it would have played in New England with Boston hosting the 2024 games?
Boy, I don't know. I haven't really heard much about the fallout. That probably happened. I mean, COVID may have changed things a little bit. But it did.
Yeah, it did.
I'm certain it had to play, and I don't think there was as much fallout, but it's hard for me, and you're from this area as well, it's hard for me to envision the Olympics in such an area that is just so, it's tight as far as just how we're laid out. People say a three-lane road in Massachusetts is the same as a three-lane road in Ohio or Nebraska. It's not. I can't tell you why, Marty, but everything is just more wide open out where you are in the Midwest in Iowa. Here, everything is just, it's just hard for me to imagine getting from point A to point B, from venue A to venue B, without there being some problems. There's public transportation here, as you're familiar with the T and everything else, but I just, I have a hard time imagining that.
Yeah, Brock Hines with us. Put a cap on that. The ratings, I think you covered that. Brock, I want to switch gears. You know, the baseball trading deadline used to be, I don't know, I remember one time Schmaltz was involved in a deal. I want to say Randy Johnson, the big unit, was involved in a deal. We see it more close to the vest. I don't know, maybe we're getting older and maybe a little more jaded, but I don't know. What does July 30-31 mean to you as teams ramp up? The Red Sox, I mean, that was a rough couple of nights, Saturday and Sunday against the Yankees. The Yankees then put a hurting on the Phillies. Gerrit Cole's been scratched from tonight. How do you treat the deadline? Is this walk around with your phone and keep an eye on it, or do you just take it as it comes?
Take it as it comes. I think in the NFL season starts tomorrow, Thursday night. It's not what it used to be, Marty. And I'll tell you, some of the reasons is, I think, with the extra teams in the playoffs. I think the wild card, in one respect, makes it interesting, because it's interesting to see what a team that's 2.5 games out of the wild card, how they treat it. Do they go as, we probably won't do much damage going in there, so let's stay put, like the Cubs, who I mentioned yesterday, or do teams get aggressive? And what you and Tyler brought up yesterday, which was dead on correct, you had a 6 team in Texas against a 5 team in Arizona. I got them reversed there, 5-6 in the World Series. So anything is possible. I mean, that's, you can't write these teams off necessarily. But I'm with you. There's certain ones you can put a line through, and certain ones that you think, hey, if they get momentum, they could do damage. I agree with you. The Mariners, put a line through them. They're not going to do anything. But maybe there's some other teams, like the Red Sox, or, if the Astros, which are technically division leaders now, but they kind of waver back and forth, they can do some damage. It's really interesting to see. I watched the Rangers last night, and it boggles my mind that they're 6 games out of the wild card. I thought they looked very good last night. It's 1 game in St. Louis, but still, you have to predict which teams are live as dogs, as wild cards, and which ones are dead. And you hit one of them with Seattle is dead, and I'm sure if we went through the National League, we could figure out, a lot of people think right now that the Giants are alive. They've won 4 in a row, but they've been kind of buying and selling, Marty. I think it's fascinating to see, but it's not like it was when there was just 4 teams in the playoffs.
They just took their big bat, Soler, and sent him to the Braves, which shocked me. And I thought Snell might have gone in a deal too, but so far, and we've still got about 25 minutes. Hey, one more thing. Can you describe, and I think this is important for our audience to understand, New England had a 20-year run. The Patriots, the Celtics, the Bruins. I mean, there was championships, the Red Sox. It's just, it's seemingly different, Brock. And I just want to know, what is the relationship with the 6-state New England region with the Red Sox specifically right now? What's the relationship? The ownership is kind of recoiled. They're not spending. They're making little tactical moves here. But they did re-up Cora, which I for $21, $22 million. So they did spend there with the bench boss. But give me a quick hit, minute and a half to go, on the relationship New England has with the Red Sox right now. I want to hear.
Still big fans, Marty, I think. And I'm keeping an eye on the attendance. It, it, the pink hats, as they call them, are still going to the games. I think it's still cool to go to the games. But I think the interest still in the summer, the whole dynamics of it have changed, Marty. They really have. I know more people in this area of Massachusetts are more interested in going to Worcester or down to Hartford to see the lesser teams. The Double A Yard Goats, the Triple A Woo Sox. The relationship is still there for me, Marty. In 30 seconds or less, once you put the demons away in 04, 07, and you know right up through 18, the four World Series. I don't know. I think a lot of teams now have been satisfied, or excuse me, a lot of fans, pardon me, have been satisfied to the point where they're interested in the Red Sox, but the desire there to see them finally win a championship now that they've won it, I don't feel the energy that I used to back in the 90s and the 80s.
Yeah, Brock, have a great vacation, you and Lori. I'll tell you what, you'll be up there, and I'll give you a sense of Red Sox Nation because I love Maine. You'll have people in the restaurants, in the bars. They're watching the Red Sox. Maybe in the background, but they care. Brock Hines, excellent contributor here on Sports Overnight America. Thank you, Brock. Have a great vacation. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming back. Giovanna Scroggins on the Olympics. She's coming up next here on Sports Overnight America.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs. You heard me. Wendy's nugs now come in 7 saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you get the idea. For a whole new way to nug, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at InnovativeWellness.Center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. InnovativeWellness.Center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. InnovativeWellness.Center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center.
Hi, this is Blake Byrne. Each Saturday night, we're talking health and fitness right here on Sports Byline USA. You can hear my podcast on the iHeartRadio as well. Hit me up on Instagram at Byrne.Blake and Twitter.
Health and fitness with Blake Byrne each Saturday night during Sports Weekend right here on Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and the American Forces Radio Network.
All right, rolling along here on Sports Overnight America across the country, heard on great radio stations like WGC
WCH, Greenwich, Connecticut, Fairfield County, Westchester County, New York. We appreciate the great support we get there. Youngstown, Ohio, Marshalltown, Iowa, among others. Let's get her in here. Giovanna Scroggins is going to help us break down the Olympics. And welcome aboard. Giovanna, it is so good to welcome you to the show. How are you?
I'm good. This is so exciting. It was a great day for some Olympics. So excited to break some stuff down and talk about everything.
Yeah, let's break it down. I want to start with Simone. You know, I think it's the redemption tour. I mean, we all know what this woman has gone through. I don't know if you can fog up a mirror, you have to be just totally inspired by what this young lady is doing. I love the fact that her husband, who plays for the Chicago Bears, was given a pass out of training camp to be there. She is the talk of our country right now, Giovanna. Let me hear your take, your thoughts about Simone Biles and others on that U.S. Olympic gold medal gymnastics winning team. Let's hear. Go ahead.
Well, I just think it's, you know, first of all, these women, they're just athletic all around. I mean, competing on that level and doing it on their redemption tour. It was definitely the redemption tour after, you know, placing silver and Tokyo, not coming back and winning the gold. But just thinking about, Simone is the most decorated U.S. gymnast in Olympic history. So take that in consideration. Like, I mean, there's people like Gabby Douglas and, like, a bunch of gymnasts that have come before her. And she has surpassed everybody in, like, her peers. And she surpassed, like, being a gymnast in her time and in this era. So I think it's just exciting, and it's really interesting because now there's a conversation of, like, who's the GOAT of U.S. Team USA Olympics? Like, is it Simone? Is it Katie? Is it LeBron? And I'm like, I don't know. Simone has overcome a lot. You know, she almost had a little bit of an injury this Olympics, but she still came out on top, and she still took the gold home. So just, like, hearing her story, and I know there's actually a Netflix documentary that I really want to watch about her, but she, in my opinion, she's the GOAT, and I think she's just very inspiring, and the things that she can do with her body, like, wow.
Yeah, I mean, we're sitting here watching it. It's going to be on primetime tonight, so and there's some people that avoid watching during the day, but flat out amazing. I want to go through a whole bunch of things. You know, it's kind of like the best of times of worst of times, because we're seeing what happened with Simone Biles and others, and we're just so proud. And yet we go to the tennis and we look at Coco Gauff, and I'm a huge fan, absolutely huge fan. She's got a major under her belt. But I'll tell you what, you bring up Paris, you bring up the French Open, and now the Olympics. This woman was tortured, and I'm going to sound like I'm being an apologist for the United States. They blew the call. And this woman here today is getting really vilified on some networks overseas in Europe, you know, calling her entitled and things like that. What is your take on what's happened to Coco, not only in the French Open, but the Olympics today? I mean, this interrupted play for over 5 to 10 minutes. She was incensed. And I know people are going to see this, and there's going to be memes and other things. Give me your take on this, Giovanna. Coco Gauff.
Yeah, listen, I mean, Coco was in tears, and she came out and said, and she was like, look, I'm not saying that this call would have resulted in me winning this tournament. Like, it was, you know, it was clear that she was probably going to lose. But she said something interesting. She's like, tennis is one of the only sports that doesn't have a VR system in place. So a lot of the decisions are made by one person. And, like, listen, human error is a real thing. And that's why I think all the other sports that are played, that's why, you know, they have the replay. You know, you can throw the flag, and we can go look at it in slow motion. But you don't have that in tennis, especially at a level that Coco was playing. I mean, she's young. There's going to be ample opportunity for her to have her redemption tour. But I agree with her. I think she was just frustrated and fed up because it's been happening to her multiple times. And now she's at the Paris 2024 Olympics, and it's happening to her on that big of a stage. That's terrible. And I think, you know, the umpires, they need to do a better job about maybe including some more systems and watching calls more closely. But I feel for her. I'm with her. I'm a big Coco fan. But at least we get to see her a little bit because she's still involved in, I think, the doubles plays and, like, the mixed doubles and the female doubles. So we'll see her play with her other partners. But yeah, I empathize with her. I'm right there with her. I'm right frustrated with her as well. And that's crazy.
Yeah, lots to talk about here. Giovanna Scroggins helping us break down the Olympics. All right, let's go to the U.S. women's basketball team. Outstanding performance, Asia Wilson, Brenna Stewart. They look invincible. You know, I'm in the Midwest. There's still some fallout from Caitlin Clark, but we move on. She's not on the team. She's getting much-needed rest. How are you seeing right now the U.S. women's team, Giovanna, from your outpost there in Dallas? Let me hear.
Man, women's basketball, I am pumped. Like, this is just such an exciting women's basketball, such a coming off of, like, a great start to WNBA season. I'm pumped, but it's actually interesting because women's and men's combined, they won by 26 points in both their, game openers in Paris. So kind of a weird coincidence, but all I can say, like, LeBron and all them, yeah, they're balling, but the women's in Asia, like, they are getting after it, and, you know, they haven't lost the gold medal in a very long time. So I think they're going to go after and dominate. But looking on the men's side of things, Steve Kerr coming out and talking about not playing Jason Tatum, and then KD and LeBron, mm-hmm. like, going crazy. They were, like, the first duo to do awesome things in the Olympics. I think first duo to have each 20 points in an opening game at the Olympics, which you wouldn't have never thought that that was going to be KD and LeBron, especially, you know, KD having a little controversy with Anthony Edwards on the team, all that kind of stuff. But both sides of USA basketball, man, like, getting after it. USA, the 3x3, they did lose to Serbia today. Yeah, hopefully they can kind of get to it, which is interesting because I feel like the 3x3 is like watching a game of 2K, Blackhawk. So I thought that was fun. But overall, I think basketball, like I said, both sides of the ball, we're going to dominate this year. You know, Team USA all the way.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, they don't have any margin of error. You know, when you think about it, you and I talked about this off air. If they don't win gold, it's a major, major disappointment. I mean, they have no room for error. They really don't, Giovanna.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you think about, first of all, LeBron and Coco were the flag bearers for USA. Coco's already had kind of a disappointing loss. But, you know, still has a little bit, like I said earlier, some things to, like, you know, maybe medal in. But it is going to be a huge disappointment if these two teams don't come at them to take the gold. I think it would take a lot. But, I mean, clearly on the men's side of things, you know, against South Sudan, we struggled a little bit. So, I don't know. There could be an upset. For me personally, I think it would make for a great thing to watch. But I think the women's got in the bag. The men is kind of watching them a little bit more closely, but it's definitely going to make some great, great Olympics to watch. And I know we talked about this off air too, but the ratings for this year Olympics, like, how about all these athletes? I think there's like 400 or 500 USA athletes, but all these people watching the Olympics for the first time at this magnitude, watching them compete, watching them pour their heart out in their sport, I think that is just beautiful, you know, talking about sports coming up. And that's why I'm so passionate about women's basketball, because now we're getting more views and they're, you know, getting in the spotlight. But just all the different sports, I mean, if I was an Olympic athlete, I would definitely do breakdance. I don't know about you, but that's what I would be an athlete in.
Giovanna, you're the best. Giovanna Scroggins with us. Hey, let's go inside the pool. Katie Ledecky, what a dominating performance in the 1500 meters, almost a 20-second victory. I mean, I know she had bronze in the first one, and that a lot of people were saying, oh, man, she's got to sweep. She's got to go 4 for 4 with gold. She will not. But what a dominating performance. When we talk about the U.S. team and the United States in the pool, it starts and maybe ends. That maybe not ends, but what a job by Ledecky. Let me hear.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, the 1,500 meters is not an easy thing to do, and the fact that she won her heat by over 17 seconds. She was swimming by herself. There literally was 17 seconds is a huge margin from, you know, second place. So the fact that she won that, obviously she has to go on and actually, you know, win hopefully the gold and her heat. But Katie's right up there with Simone and, you know, LeBron. Like, she is one of the competitors that is here to play. She's here to win. She has a March birthday, a couple days after mine. So, you know, she's a Pisces. We already love her. She's definitely special. But she, in the pool, I think she's just one of those, you know, athletes that's one of a kind. And I know real recognizes real. I know Michael Phelps would probably agree with me when I say that statement as well. And he's arguably one of the most decorated Olympic athletes for of Team USA. So she's definitely unbeatable in the pool.
Hey, speaking of the pool, how about that women's water polo team? Is that Flava Fave who put a sponsorship on that team? Let me hear.
Yeah, isn't that wild? So Flavor Flav came out and was like, hey, these women are struggling. They're working 2 and 3 jobs to just even get to the Olympics. And he was like, you know what? We're going to come out and sponsor the team. I'm going to pay for y'all's travel. I'm going to make sure y'all have all your uniforms to get to the Olympics. And I think that's just a beautiful story, right? We hear about, like, these athletes having triumph. And I don't know how well or how, you know, how the U.S. women's water polo team is faring, but I mean, the fact that you get sponsored by Flava Flav to the Olympics is wild. But shout out to him for not only sponsoring a team, but sponsoring a women's team to kind of make sure they have a chance to earn their stripes and earn, you know, some medals at the Olympics in Paris.
We're talking to Giovanna Scroggins. We'll end on this note. And I've been doing this for a long time. No one has come more prepared in terms of having her ducks in a row than one Giovanna Scroggins. Here's a number you came up with. I mean, this blew me away. The United States has earned 3,000 medals in summer and winter Olympics combined. No other country has ever won more than 1,500 medals. Where do you come up with this stuff? Come on now.
Yeah, I mean, I watch sports. I eat, breathe, and sleep sports. So when I found that out, I was like, wow, Team USA is so dominant. And I mean, hey, it's apparent when you look at people like we talked about, Coco, Simone, Katie, LeBron, all these people, Michael Phelps, like all these people that have even come before them. It's apparent. So, you know, shout out to Team USA. We got a lot more Olympics to watch. So it's going to be interesting. So interesting. I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, and like we said, we wrapped it up. Simone Biles is going to go down in Olympic history as an all-time great. Listen, we absolutely love having you on, A++. Enjoy the rest of the Olympics, and let's do this next week again, huh? Could we do that? I love having you on. I really do.
It's a date, for sure.
All right, Giovanna, thank you so much. Live from Dallas, Giovanna Scroggins, who is really keeping a close eye on the Olympics. We appreciate it. And just in terms of background, she was news anchoring, too, at KRLD in Dallas, one of the really, I think, one of the most prominent, one of the most prominent radio stations in the country. She was anchoring weekend newscasts there. Graduate of SMU, Southern Methodist University, right there in Dallas, and loves the ponies, but yeah, go Stangs, and an outstanding broadcast talent. And thank you, Tucker Byrne. Another one that he has put in our lineup along with DJ Shields and a few others. Great job out of Giovanna Scroggins. She's got an eye on the Olympics, and we'll be keeping an eye on the Cowboys along with others, and stay tuned to our Football Fridays. We're going to have an announcement real soon. We look forward to it. All right, we roll along. We'll come back. What are we streaming and screaming about? I'll tell you what you're watching tonight. If it's not Yankees, Phillies, if it's not a baseball game, you're locked and loaded. You'll be one of what? Anywhere from 18 to 22 million Americans who will be locked in. And I think Simone Biles tonight in primetime, even though it's on tape, will bring a lot of people to their television sets tonight. I'm Marty Terrell. We'll come back. We'll put a wrap. Final couple of minutes. Straight ahead on Sports Overnight America.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
All right, down the home stretch we go. As we talk the world of sports, thank you to, well, what a cast of characters today. I mean, Nico Beefsauce, Brock Hines, and Giovanna Scroggins. And thank you, Dom, for outstanding work getting everyone locked and loaded. Good stuff today, really did. Olympic Games tonight, obviously, with Biles in primetime, I would imagine. Do I know that for sure? No, but of course, they'll go inside the pool as well. That will command a lot of attention. Yeah, Yankees, Phillies, you keep an eye on that. Dodgers, Padres, I like the baseball late at night, fired up on the MLB ticket, and that's how we pass a Tuesday into a Wednesday. Jeff and Jen, the Riches tonight as well. They always have something interesting to pontificate about. So there you go. We look forward to it. Listen, as far as the Olympics and the numbers, look, it's a lot of pent-up demand. This was highly anticipated. We knew about Biles. We knew about Ledecky. We knew we have a basketball team, or basketball teams, plural, both on the men and the port side of things with the gals. They're dominant, and they should bring home double gold. I don't think there's any doubt about it. Anything short of that, we know how we are, and that's why we get the reputation, I guess, as being ugly Americans. But there's a high, high threshold that is in place. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about that, but we look forward to it. But we're seeing some, you know, you got to go outside our little, you know, parochial United States, you know, little cocoon. We're seeing some remarkable athletes worldwide, and that's why I love it. I really do. Of course, we want, you know, to win, and we want gold, and we want to compile medals. You look at the medal standings, and you do it with the red, white, and blue on your mind, and you want to see that number continue to go up. But you got to take a moment, at least I do, to recognize some just unbelievable athletes that we see. And I tell you, track and field is where you're going to really see it. Thank you again, Dominic Jimenez, again, Brock Hines, Nico Beefsauce, and Giovanna Scroggins. I'm Marty Terrell, back at it tomorrow. We look forward to it. Wade Manuel, the athletic director, University of Michigan. He will join us to kick off the show tomorrow night. Enjoy your Tuesday into a Wednesday here on Sports Overnight. Adios.